My body starts to shake as I walk quickly to the next room, the bedroom I share with my sister Kate, and push the door open. I'm not sure what I expected, but my heart almost stops when I look in here. Instead of the two beds pressed tightly against the walls, with a tiny table squeezed in the middle, the room is almost empty, as though nobody has been in here for years. Thick dust covers this room too. There's a pasting table in the middle with a roll of wallpaper hanging over it, the brush sitting on top, dried out. Pots of paint are piled in the corner, and a cot in pieces is propped up against the wall. I stumble as I step towards the table and lift up the corner of the wallpaper. It's brittle and almost snaps in my hand, but I can see that the pattern is the same as the one that's been on my bedroom wall for as long as I can remember. My knees feel weak, and I'm not sure they'll be able to hold my weight for much longer. So I crouch down and hold my head, pressing the palms of my hands hard into my eyes until I see stars. But when I look up, nothing has changed.
"Look at my magic shield," Annabelle said to Mum while they walked to school. "You smash it into the ground like this." "And it makes a big pink bubble appear around you. And then..."
"Annabelle," Mum interrupted, "don't you think you should go into school? Then you can show your shield to all of your friends." Annabelle looked around. They had made it all the way to the playground while she had been talking. "Have fun," said Mum, giving her a kiss on the cheek. And then she knelt down and whispered, "I hope you win the fancy dress competition." Annabelle was sure she would win. She stepped onto the school playground and looked carefully at everyone else's costumes. There was Little Red Riding Hood. Her costume was very good. She had a basket of cupcakes and she was wearing a silky red cloak.
I step outside, holding my face defiantly to the wind, which is blowing up dust and carrying it through the just-cleaned house. My eyes stream and I blink. At least we did it, I think. At least we tried. I wipe my eyes with the corner of my poncho. I'm not sure I have a coat to put on later when we arrive back in the UK.
"Don't worry, love,"
shouts the removal man over the wind. He's in a dark burgundy polo shirt with Broderick and Daughter Removals in gold on the breast. I nod and try to smile at him, but inside, I know I'm out of my depth. My life is way out of control.
"Me and Lexi are doing moves like this all the time,"
he yells cheerily, walking back from wrestling with and eventually tying back the heavy doors of the removal truck. It's parked in front of the house, under the plane trees, their branches waving enthusiastically, like they've seen a long-lost friend. "They'll need pruning next year," the thought drifts through my confused mind, like a train pulling up at a station exactly on time, despite the weather conditions.